师傅。
Good boy, Pepper.
15 years?
10. And these, I suppose, are the boys.
Yep, these are my sons, Sandy and Bud. Boys, this is your Aunt Martha, my favorite relative.
Oh, he only says that because I'm the richest. Well, so you're Ellen's boys.
Well, this is a pleasant surprise, Martha. What brings you to Coral Key?
Oh, my conscience. I'm trying to make up for the sins of my youth. Mostly for not helping you with the babies after you lost Ellen.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Does that mean you're going to stay with us?
Well, if you'll have me. And Phoebe. He's my family.
We'd be very happy to have you.
Oh, my. It's so lovely here. Good heavens, what's that?
Well, that's Flipper. He's our pet dolphin.
Sandy, give me that towel.
Oh, my poor baby. Oh, my poor Fifi. Oh, poor Fifi.
It wasn't Flipper's fault. Your Fifi barked at him.
Porter, it looks as though I got here just in time. We stop now, I'll lose the continuity of the entire rearrangement.
The what?
Frankly, I'm a bit bushed.
Oh, you poor boy. You probably need some vitamins. I'll tell you what, I have a list here of things that I have to get in town. Let's see, candles, guest towel. Do you know, Porter, there isn't a single guest towel in this house? I'll just add vitamins to the list. And I must get some goat's milk for Fifi. He had an ulcer last year, you know.
Flipper, cut it out!
Well, what's he doing?
Oh, my goodness! I was just trying to play with him.
Play? Well, he almost killed Fifi. Oh, he's shivering. That animal doesn't like him.
Sandy, put Flipper in his pen.
Okay, Dad.
Well, I knew the minute I saw that fish that he was dangerous.
He's not a fish.
Fish or whatever. I happen to know something about animals. Your Uncle Julian and I made 3 African safaris, and he told me that any wild animal is dangerous.
Come on, Flipper. Here, boy.
Porter, you as a ranger certainly ought to know that. Oh, they may be tamed for a while, but they can turn on you like that. But the newspapers are full of stories of so-called tame animals turning on their trainers.
Look, Martha, now that might be very true of a black panther in the jungle, but it certainly isn't true of a dolphin.
Flipper turn on us? Why, that's just crazy.
Oh, I think I'm a better judge of that than you are, young man. I've seen it happen, not once, but several times. And if your father doesn't have the good sense to protect you, well, I will. Porter, I demand you take that beast out into the open sea.
What?
All right, Martha, there's something you should know. Flipper lives here with us. Now, I'll tell you what I'll do. You're upset. I'll keep Flipper in his pen, and he won't bother you or,
Fifi.
Fifi, until you leave.
And what about after I leave? What about the boys?
The boys happen to be my responsibility.
Well, Porter, I think I'll just have to stay here until everything is straightened out.
So she's our favorite relative, huh? What are the others like, Dad?
All my friends are laughing at me on account of these clothes.
Well, you do look kind of funny.
Have you looked at yourself?
Hello, boys. How's it going?
Oh, Dad, are you kidding? Look at us.
Uh-huh. Aunt Martha, huh?
Who else?
Dad, do you believe this?
Dad, she says I look chic, whatever that means.
Well, Bud, I think I've got to go along with her on that.
Oh, come on, Dad. Will you stop kidding me? Guy's got to have some self-respect. Not one friend of mine wears these kind of clothes.
Not one friend of yours has Aunt Martha.
Yeah. And look at poor Flipper. He's going nutty in this place. He's going stir-crazy.
Well, I know, boys, but it won't be for much longer.
She's leaving?
Well, no, not exactly.
Why don't you just tell her to go home?
Yeah.
Well, I could do that, Sandy, but it wouldn't be right. Now, look, I know things have been pretty fouled up around here, but maybe we'll just start setting them right, huh?
You mean you've got an idea?
Well, let's just say that Aunt Martha doesn't know everything.
We all know that, Dad, but does she?
Well, maybe Aunt Martha's not too old to learn, Bud.
Yoo-hoo! I'm ready! I'll just get Fifi!
We're all set, Martha.
Set for what?
The picnic.
A picnic? What picnic?
The picnic that Aunt Martha is taking us on over at Sands Point this afternoon.
Wait a minute. I have to go to a picnic in these clothes?
That's right, you are. Now listen to me, both of you. I want you to do everything that Aunt Martha tells you to do today. Exactly the way she says it.
Exactly?
Everything?
Everything. This picnic is going to go just the way Aunt Martha wants it to.
Here I am.
Oh, hi. All right, boys, up on the porch. Get the rest of the gear and come on down the boat.
I sure hope Flipper's going to be all right.
He'll be okay.
I hope so.
My, this is invigorating. You know, if I hadn't promised your sister that I would visit her in Arizona, I might settle permanently in Coral Key.
Okay, boys.
I was in Arizona once when I was a little kid. It's very invigorating there, too. The mountains and things.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't get rid of me that easily. Not as long as he's around.
Okay, Bud, get the bow line. All set?
Nobody could read a map the way I could.
Well, I bet you had a lot of fun on those safaris, didn't you?
Oh, they were dreams. Everything was smooth and perfect. Nothing ever went wrong.
That's probably because you were running them.
Why, thank you, Porter. It was.
Martha, I've been thinking. I'd like to take a little time off and just relax. Tell you what, why don't you run things today? Well, first you can take over and start driving the boat.
You mean really be in charge?
That's right.
Well, I'd be delighted.
I don't believe it.
Oh, wow.
You know, Julian used to let me drive the Jeep on safari. I always try to enter into the activities of my menfolk. Julian used to say that's what made me so popular with them.
Julian and I took a walk before every meal on safari.
Okay.
That's the right attitude. Porter, Sandy, Aunt Martha will lead the way.
No, you stay there like a little love. You're a good boy.
Come along.
Aunt Martha, are you going to leave these sandwiches the way they are?
Well, why not? We've got Fifi here to guard them.
Yeah, but you see...
Sandy, this is Aunt Martha's picnic.
Okay.
Aunt Martha, what kind of sandwiches are those?
Watercress.
Watercress? Did you eat them on safari, too?
Certainly not. On safari, we ate hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus sandwiches.
Oh, I should have remembered about Anne. You know, Porter, it's been a very long time since I've been on a picnic. Oh, well, never mind. A little fasting is good for the soul.
Dad, excuse me. Can I use a paddleboard, please?
Paddleboard? Hey, that sounds like a marvelous idea. You know, Porter, I think I'd like to have a go at that myself.
Well, I thought you couldn't swim, Martha.
Where'd you get that idea? Well, of course I can. Besides, I'll just stay in the shallow part.
All right, then help Aunt Martha with the paddleboard.
But, Dad, it could be dangerous.
Dangerous? Sandy, be a dear and take care of Fifi for me. Isn't that sweet of him to be so concerned about me?
Stay.
Dad?
Yeah?
I thought I saw Flipper out there.
Flipper, where?
You better stop her.
No, I don't think so, Sandy.
Flipper!
Flipper, bring her back!
Suppose she's hurt?
No, Sandy. I think she just fainted. Martha? You were trying to give.
You don't want me here, do you?
Martha.
Oh, you just think I'm a meddling female who... Well...
Now, Martha.
I think it's time that I went home.
Martha, listen.
Now, Porter, I'm fine. I'm just fine. I just think it's time that Fifi and I... Fifi? Fifi! He's gone.
All right, now take it easy. We'll find Phoebe. Boys, go find Phoebe. Go ahead.
What made me hope that somebody here might need me? Oh, Porter, I've made such a mess of things.
It's all right, it's all right. I'll tell you what. Let you and I go look for people, all right? We'll find them. Come on. Come on.
Baby!
of luck, I suppose.
We looked everywhere, Dad.
Fifi was all I had in the world.
Well, you still got us, Aunt Martha. Even though we don't agree about a lot of things like Flipper, you're still our family.
All right, boys, we're going to find that dog. I want you to go out and start looking again. Go on.
Porter, did you hear Sandy? He said I was family.
Well, you are family, Martha. And we are going to find Fifi. Come on.
Over there.
That's Fifi. Oh, goodness. Look, Flipper's bringing him in.
Flipper.
Boys for saving Fifi.
It wasn't us, it was Flipper.
Well, yes, I guess it was. Thank you, Flipper! Well, they seem the best of friends now, don't they?
Yes, they sure do.
Porter, I'm sorry.
Look, Martha, there's nothing to be sorry about.
No, no, I really want to say this. You know, ever since Julian died, I've been alone. Except for Fifi. I didn't really belong anyplace. Oh, how I wanted to. I guess living alone like that has turned me into something of a bully. I wasn't aware of it.
Well, I think you're fine, Martha. Just fine.
You know, Porter, you're very much like Julian. He used to take very good care of me on safari. Oh, he always let me do exactly what I wanted to. Until I found out how much I needed him.
Well, I guess you've got my number, huh?
Well, I do know a little something about men. I think I've learned a little something about boys and dolphins.
Here's Fifi, Aunt Martha.
He was just saying goodbye to Flipper.
Thank you. All of you. It's been very enlightening.
You will come back, won't you? Real soon?
Yeah, I second that opinion. I'd like you to come back, too.
Well, if you're sure you want me.
Of course we want you.
Oh, but I'm not so sure about Flipper.